Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
A lot.
I make a lot.
Your coffee hits the spot.
It hits the spot.
So keep that coffee hot.
So keep it hot.
I love your coffee pot.
I love your pot.
So keep that coffee hot.
So keep it hot.
Just got my pay today.
Just today.
But I don't plan to stay.
Ain't gonna stay.
I'm leaving right away.
Yeah, right away.
Tonight's my night to play.
My night to play.
I love your coffee pot.
I love your pot.
So keep that coffee hot. Got some troubles to lose. Gonna live down those blues. So goodbye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Gonna have me some fun until I see the sun in the sky.
Bye, bye, bye.
But whatever I do, I will come back to you by and by.
Bye, bye, bye.
So keep that coffee hot.
I keep it hot.
Be sure you make a lot.
I make a lot.
Your coffee hits the spot.
It hits the spot.
So keep that coffee hot.
So keep it hot.
I love your coffee pot.
I love your pot.
So keep that coffee hot.
To enunciate tonight and not mumble. Give me a minute, Ted. Be right with you, babe. Hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. Come here. You want to say hi? Come here, boo. All right. Tonight, Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Xeralto, Gaz, Lipitor, Risperdal, and Uncle Fungo's transvaginal mesh. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church. The Church of the Latter-day Shemps. And also partly by the Church of the Latter-day Joe Bessers. You're listening to the Grenache Network. Joe Besser. Joe Besser. I should have gone with Dorita. All right, the home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's us, Possum Hour. You're listening to us now. Diddy Mow. Yeah, I saw Besser on Jack Benny last night. I was up late. Just take him a minute, Ted. During the week, it's clobbering time. With your host, Ben J. Grimm. Check your local listings for dates and times in your area. And then on Friday, I suggest you listen to Friday Night Possum if you want to become enlightened. Well, the phone lines will be open in a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, this paid political announcement.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. The people that run my campaign, they've made this commercial, and I'm in it. This campaign, it's not about me. It's about crafting a version of me that'll appeal to you. A version that visits random work sites with paid actors pointing at things. A version of me that doesn't find old people loathsome or pointless. Has a conventionally attractive yet curiously still family. Listening to my constituents, legislating, these are things I don't do. What I do is spend about 70% of my time raising funds for re-election. I'd do anything to stay in office. My name's Gil Fulbright, but hell, I'll change my name to Phil Goldbright, or Bill Fulbright, or fill up my mouth with farts. So come November, the choice is clear. Do you want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists, or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? I'm fill up my mouth with farts, and I approve this message.
Got my vote. Hey, and there he is, our first caller. Guess who?
This here's Carl
Woody. Hey, Carl, what's up, man? What's going on?
Yeah, I know you've seen how old Bruce Jenner is looking like a gal, and he's changing his he to she, and he's kind of calling himself a Caitlyn. Hey.
Yeah, we've been talking about that.
Well, I'm here to tell you, I done figured it out.
Figured what out? Do tell.
All right, well, first off, why would you go growing titties but keep your downstairs man junk? It ain't about sexual identities or none of that at all.
What's it about then,
Carl? Yeah, I think old boy wants to get in on some of that Risperdal money. Well, all right then.
Indeed.
Smoking bowls is a greasy. here's what I got, man. Blue cheese, lemon skunk, and presidential kush, calamist in trash town. Green crack headband, Colombian gold, pineapple and ganja brown. When they buy that chronic, ooh, that smoking tonic, the buds are green or yellow, and it's the state mandated THC. It really, really makes it mellow. They say the art of smoking bowls is so easy, and from what I've seen, I believe it. Smell the ganja, these folks are breathing, 'cause the art of smoking bowls, art of smoking bowls is increasing. Yeah. Not in Cleveland, not in Detroit, not in New Orleans, baby. But why not Chicago? Why not Chicago? Woo.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Fuck you, Gumby!
Let's have a little humility here now.
Good evening, Professor R.J. Gumby, the amazing one.
Hello, Commodore Decker.
Good to have you with us, man. Lonely at the top tonight.
Yeah?
But, you know, in case you missed it, we had some, we opened the show with Scatman.
Hey.
Followed that up with, what's his head there? My new friend, Al Flash.
That was Flash?
That was the Flash, man. That's why I didn't three minutes it, man. I just figured I'd get him like.
I hope this was Grenashable.
Indeed it is, sir.
Oh,
indeed
good.
It is. But yeah, man, we're going to give him a spot up front in the boat, you know? he got airtime on the last episode of Dr. Demento.
Cool. That's it, man. That's the big time right there.
Yeah, that's for those of you who don't know, Dr. Demento's a knockoff of Possum Hour. Or the other way around. I'm not really sure. I can't remember. It's been so long. I can't remember who came first, you know? But speaking of coming first.
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. The amazing, the thrilling, the greatest, spectacular.
I said, come on, cock sucking Sammy, get your motherfucking mammy. We're going down to the cock suckers ball. Fuck, suck and fight. Tell the king of the broad daylight, we don't need no goddamn taxi fare. We're gonna trim them hoes in a rocking chair. Take off all the rags. We're gonna play a little game called tag. Tomorrow night after I'm cocksucker's ball.
The greatest, spectacular, incredible, exciting, wonderful, world fame, most unusual novelty act.
More liquor, damn!
Ladies and gentlemen, more liquor, man! Bum, bum. Way fucking cool, man. Woo!
Get out of here.
That gave me a head rush, man. Fucking excellent. So it's up, Miles.
Nothing.
Monday. I've been working. It seems like since I hung up the fucking thing Friday night, I've been working. Like a working guy.
We can't have that.
That's it.
That could be you.
Man, Monday morning, I'm up there. I'm sitting there. It was fun, man. It was all older. I had a gig this morning real early, and it was all older people, like mostly retirees for this place that Jitney's kids, you know, that need help getting to school and shit, whatever. But It was fun because it's fun drawing old people as opposed to drawing kiddies. You know, more interesting. Should have took some pictures. Live and learn. Yeah, man. Did a wedding. That was cool. Fun wedding. Weddings are
baby?
Great.
Baby at the wedding?
A couple nice-looking broads there, I guess. I'll tell you what, I was charming the old ladies at that one. Several of them said, "You have such a nice smile," to me. And then the guy, I was with another guy, and he joked. He goes, "Do women always say that you have a nice smile, or what?" And I go, "Yeah, pretty much. You know, my
improvers do.
Play your cards right, you might get a promise."
Uh-huh. The old ladies love Decca. That's right, baby.
Next time you have to bring Gumby along, get yourself some double dates.
Oh man, I could have been your wingman, dude. Yeah.
That's right. Double your pleasure, double your fun.
I got to be your wingman someday, Gumby, man. That'd be great. Hook you up with.
There you go.
Yeah. That's Bill Brasky, he's a hell of a wingman. He's not afraid to talk to the pretty girls. And, you know, you talk to enough of them, one of them's going to bite. You know, it's just the law of averages.
Yeah, it's throwing your line out there.
Yeah, always. He casts. Uh-huh. Very large. Yeah. But, speaking of my pals, Gigantor's over the other day, right? And Saturday, Chet's lawn finally gets mowed. So it hasn't been mowed all year yet. This shit's 3 feet high, right, in some places.
Uh-huh.
So Chet comes over when Gigantor's there. He says, "I got my lawn cut." Like, cool, man. Bad news for the fleas and ticks, huh? And he goes, "Yeah, on the rats."
Oh, Jesus Christ. You probably not joking.
No. And then he says, "Yeah, I got some kid to cut it for $5.
$5?
$5? And then I thought about it this morning, and what I should have said was, "Where the hell did you get $5?
I was going to say. And then he turned around and asked you, "Can he borrow $5 for some smoke?"
Wow. What the fuck's going to
blow?
Well,
he could have come over and be like, "I borrow $5, I got to pay my lawnmower."
This ain't 1970, man. You get a little more than a Finsky for cutting the grass.
Especially the jungle he had, right?
Oh, I know, man. The guy tried to go out there with a machete or something, man. Shoot. Good times, though. Good times. So, I got one for you tonight, Malty, to blow up. I think you'll enjoy this one.
I hope so.
I believe in the past you've noted that you didn't approve of the All About the Bass song. Am I correct on that?
Oh, yeah. That bitch don't know shit about the bass.
Exactly. Exactly.
You should be in my basement.
So, like, very quickly. Oh, hold on. Put the brakes on this. We interrupt this program for this special announcement. Hit it.
You're my type, baby. A woman.
I sure do miss the cow sizzle. That mini-skirted mom sure was sexy.
I saw her sitting in the rain.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Reverend Wendy! Yeah, baby! Yeah!
Yeah, baby!
Hello.
Folks,
malty pork.
How
gumbo.
Awesome is this?
Yeah, baby.
How awesome is this? So
sure,
good to
just
have
got
you
better.
Ah, the ratings just went through the roof.
Uh-huh.
No, that was...
Oh, sometimes. Yeah, I'm sure.
That was the best.
I listen to the double. We now have two people listening.
Well, bring you up to date. Somehow, Chet found $5 and got his grass cut. And all the
oh,
old
cool.
ladies are hitting on me. And I'm getting hit on by old women. And that's pretty much it. Oh, yeah, and Scatman Carruthers likes coffee. So,
yep, likes his coffee hot.
Well,
wow.
They're probably hitting on you because they got that female Viagra now.
Oh,
yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
What's that,
make
you
cooch tighter?
Female Viagra?
Yeah.
That's right,
it
make it
yeah,
wet.
I see that on the map. Is that the thing on TV that makes you wetty-wetty?
That's it.
Makes you wetty-wetty.
Wetty-ready.
Oh, okay.
Well,
too much late night commercial.
I thought you said wetty-wetty.
Like,
is that like a...
No, it's no.
Women
hey,
don't
there are women
Viagra.
That need Viagra, trust me.
No, there is no woman. Okay, so there's a commercial, and it's for a little car. He gets a Fiat, and the guy goes and takes a Viagra, and he, like, misses his mouth, and it falls in the gas tank of a Fiat. And they're all like, all these girls are looking at this little shitty car, and they're going, oh, I don't even get it.
The girl got excited, though, when she sees the big car.
I got nothing on that.
Yeah. Good commercial. It's a boner car.
Boner car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a boner
I thought it was
car.
Gonna,
it must
I thought it was going to grow into a Cadillac
like
or something.
It's like that little shitty piece of car?
Yeah.
I know, it should be.
You know?
So what's happening, guys?
None. We were going to blow up all about the base when you showed up.
Oh, yeah, because I'm all about the base.
Oh, that's it.
There
you got it.
There's a good version out there.
Talent.
Do we? I think we have a
good
one.
A good version.
Is there anybody that has any sympathy for this song?
You know what? I think that song is catchy as shit, and it bothers the fuck out of me that there's no bass in it.
Here we go.
She's actually referring to
so
her ass.
So that's why.
It's all about the ass is what she really
Yeah,
wants.
It's all about her ass. She's shaking.
There's no
I got
bass
to listen
in
to
it.
It.
No, she's talking about
yeah.
home base. She's a baseball fan.
Oh, that's it. That's odd. Damn it, our ratings just went back down.
No, they just plummeted.
Okay.
No talent. I'm all about the bass. It's a fun
there, okay.
song, but there's no bass in it. That's irritating.
There's no bass? All right, let's. You want to blow it up?
80 Davis version.
You're gonna have a song about all about the bass. There should be like big time bass.
A lot of bass.
Be like boom, boom,
right.
boom, 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 boom.
Maybe she's thinking about
be like
penis
wigger,
fishing.
80s yeah. wigger awesome style ball. Bass. You know, your whole backseat's loaded with kickers.
Like that. All right. Well, here it is,
like
ladies
that.
And gentlemen, blowing up.
No
all
talent.
About the bass, which is really ass.
Be the lady, no game's gonna tell me what to do.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, 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 bass.
Oh,
no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
Numbers they make up for in volume, and
what's going on? Where is everybody? Is this some kind of Polish holiday or something?
It's St. Swithin's today.
Oh, okay.
We lost a lot of people on Donut Day, I know. I'm not sure. I think it was. It's probably the thrilling title. I put so much time in the preparation of the show tonight that really showed in the promotional materials. That's probably why they're staying away in droves. A nice crowd. We got Dr. Cake. What more do you need, man? It's a show right there.
No one showed up because they thought Wendy wasn't going to be here.
That's probably it.
You gotta get word out.
Yeah. Wendy, you hearing that? That's the truth. We're losing the audience. They miss you. So, Dr. Cake is here.
Dr. Cake.
Maggie C.
Maggie C.
First one in the chat. Gold star in the middle of her forehead.
She called Loretta.
No. Loretta is right out. And there's Malt Liquor Man.
Where's Malt Liquor Man?
Malty. Warm bodies in the lounge. It's good to see.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, look over in the back of the room, taking a nap. Hi, Bob.
Piney.
Porcupine Bob, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. And,
you're drinking a coffee colada.
Next up, the lovely Reverend Wendy triumphantly returning to the lounge. Hubba, hubba, hubba.
Smoochy, smoochy.
And then Professor R.J. Gumby. And there they are, the Possum Eyes.
And your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Oh, yeah. Old ladies, take the Commodore.
Oh, man. It was funny. There was like three or four. They went,
"You've got such a nice smile."
Yeah.
I want to beg you.
They were blowing dust out of their cooch.
Baby.
They're like,
"I
want to beg you."
Before Prohibition, you know.
I want to bang you in the back of my DeSoto.
Get her in a rumble seat and rumble, baby.
Watch out, that devil have a lot of flatulence.
Ouch.
They just popped their teeth out. There you have it.
Oh, there was a couple with no teeth today. It was kind of cool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
you can rock her like she ain't got a backbone.
Man, there was a couple that had, like, just, like, one tooth and shit. I was like, man,
well,
my
that's
God.
Eating them, that's eating them flat chicken wings. You know what I mean?
Jiminy Christmas. Oh, I mean, if you're only going to have one or two teeth, go for it, man. You know, have them all yanked. Start over. It's time to bail on, you know, and go for the fake teeth, man. Like dentures are going to break you for life, man.
Well, maybe they only save the dentures for, like, weddings and funerals, you know.
Well, but I don't think these ones could. There was a couple with teeth, like some teeth hanging down. Like,
yeah, you got to yank them all out.
Well, they
can
get the partial, you know.
Yeah, I don't think, nah, not these people. They didn't look like they had no partials, man.
You're just a toothist, is what you are. You're a
toothist. Yeah. What's funny is you don't see young people these days. Young people don't have jacked up teeth usually. I've noticed. I don't know whether that's better. I think it's better dental hygiene in schools. It's liberal education that did it.
Well,
once they got prayer out of school
and
started in with the flossing,
there you go.
It was Katie bar the door.
Now, I think it's just better and more dental products and the fact that people go to the dentist now instead of the gas that knocks you out at the dentist.
And a lot of...
You just had to, like, drink whiskey.
A lot of braces, too. A lot of kids, they get the braces. And then they got the straight teeth. So, Wendy, you've got a beautiful smile.
Indeed.
What's happening? Hello?
You must have the vapors. That's out.
Uh-huh.
She's spawning us. She's probably on the lanai. Fanning herself. Oh, well. We'll be here. Yeah. A little peace for you, and then take it away. Bring it back. Oh, we got a 3 minutes that's ripped out of today's headlines.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Ripped. absolutely right. Ripped from today's headlines, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a departure.
Yeah. This is topical, man. This is one of those shows that's like, you know, when people listen to it in 20 years, they're going to go, you know, that one was just slightly dated, because don't you think the 3 minutes sounded like it was ripped from that day's headline? And they'll go, yes, I think it was. But overall, it was a ripping show. I liked the bass thing. That was cute.
Not like the Bob Dole 3 minutes we had a while back.
No, that was ripped from yesterday's headline.
That was many, ripped from my underpants.
Many, many moons. Many moons. Man, it's just getting weird. The older you get, every year it just seems like, oh, my God. I'm so fucking old. All these things.
Yeah, the more older you get, the less and less you can trust a pod.
Well, there you have that. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That's where your modium comes in handy.
Man, you got to be careful when you sneeze, too.
Well, I'm not that far gone. But, give me time. Give me time. Oh, here we go. Wendy. What happened?
Hi, I was screaming my head off. Okay, you know how my house is green? I showed you the pictures.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So this girl came up and she said, oh, I want my house green so bad, this and that. I got some paint samples, and I want, is it okay if I, like, match them up to your house? Because I love the color of your house. I'm like, yeah, sure, cool, you know? So... anyway, she's like, oh, you know, I think this is it. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's definitely it. I'm like, do you want me to scrape off a paint chip for you and you can have them shoot it to make sure it's the exact match? Because I think this is pretty damn close, though. She's like, yeah, you know what, I think this is it, you know, and I'm just going to go with it. And the name of the paint from Menards is Sea Turtle. And I'm like, okay, so... she seemed pretty cool and stuff, and she goes, hey, thanks a lot for, you know, like, letting me, you know, come and put the samples up and stuff in front of your house and that. I see you have a beautiful garden. Do you need any ground cover? Because I got a bunch of ground cover that I'm getting rid of, and you can come over and pick some. I said, hey, yeah, I would like some creeping flax if you have any. She's like, I got a ton of it, you know, and I'm like, okay, cool. She's like, well, hey, give me your phone number, and I go, hey, I'm off on Mondays. I'll give you a call, and I'll come out and pick it up if the weather's permitting or whatever. And she's like, okay, yeah. So, anyways, after that, we start talking and shit and this and that. And so she's like, oh, well, with your last name, and I'm like, oh, just put me under Wendy Sea Turtle. That's my Indian name, because that's the color that showed that was the name of the house that matches my house. And I go, oh, that's so funny you say that. I have a friend, he's Lakota, and this and that, and but I've already been named by an Indian elder, you know, my name's Golden Child. And she's like, oh, my God. So she starts telling me about this big-ass powwow she had in her yard and this and that, and all this other crap, and her name, her Indian name is a white horse and this and that, and I'm like, oh, okay. Anyways, I started to get bored with her, and she started getting a little kind of nutty, and I'm thinking, there ain't no way I'm going over this fucking woman's house. Yeah. I just find it whatever. So, Sissy comes over and this and that today, and so all of a sudden, I see her car. She drives one of those Honda Elements that are totally ugly and it's yellow.
Oh,
so
yeah.
She starts... so she comes... well, she left me a message and I didn't recognize the phone number, so I didn't answer my cell phone. I thought maybe it was one of the boys' parents because the kids... this is their last week of school, so they got half days. So I thought maybe one of them fucking little dweebs' moms were calling or something, so I checked the voicemail and she's like... hey, and I told her, actually, my Indian name's Golden Child, not, you know, Sea Turtle, you know. And
yeah.
When I thought, so she left a message, she's like, oh, hi, Golden Child. This is White Horse calling. I just wondering if you're going to come over and pick up the ground cover from the yard. I'm thinking,
are you fucking kidding me? You know, so I just ignore it, and I figure, you know what, it's raining, it's shitty. I'm sure she was just trying to be nice, maybe because, you know, I let her get some paint off my house to match the color and all this. And so, anyways, all of a sudden I see her fucking car, and I said to Kim, I'm like, holy shit, they'd be a fucking crazy bitch. This crazy, I go, like, she's not even crazy. She's like fucking cray cray. And I'm like, I'm fucking hiding. So she's like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, just tell her you're babysitting the kids. Are you do? I'm doing something. I don't even know. So she comes up and she's like, oh yeah, this one kid's like, oh yeah, she's in the shower. She got called into work, this and that. Well, I really want to talk to her to tell her how to plant the ground cover. And if you want any, I can bring more over your house. And kid's like, no, I like fucking cement. I don't even give a fuck about flowers and weeding or any of that. And Wendy knows exactly what to do with the ground cover. They're like, don't even worry about it, you know. And she's like, oh, all right, you know, and this and that. So now I have this, like, I'm hiding in the house because I can't want to talk to her.
You can't be nice to people.
You
got a new
friend. And all the shit she left, she didn't even leave a root system. It wasn't nice things, and I appreciate her effort. And then she came back. And said, she said to Kim, I forgot, I have a white canary feather for her that I have to give her. And I was like, oh, my God. She just stopped over because she likes the color of my house. Now she wants to be, like, my new best friend.
Dr. K
kid. And I felt bad to be mean to her. And then in each of the little bags and the buckets and stuff that she left me, she put white horse with her phone number in each of the fucking box. So this is my Daddy G story, Maggie C.
That is an albatross.
My Indian name is Get the Fuck Away from My Green House.
I know.
Oh, man. What do you, and that's so hard.
It's very subjective with the color. Some people are like, oh my God, don't ever change the color of it. And other people are just like, well, it's kind of bright. You might want to, like, switch it, you know. But it's like a big house, and it's wood, and who wants to scrape and do all that shit? And it's mellowed out, and I'm adjusted to it. I actually think it's cheerful in the wintertime, you know. So, anyways, now I got this girl. She, I didn't even go over her house. She, like, delivered the shit to me.
You may have to repaint your house, though, just to get rid of her.
There you go.
I know. Her house is beige, and she wants a sea turtle like mine, and it's just not going to be sea turtle.
So if you change yours to, like, you know, Williamsburg blue, maybe she'll take the hint.
I thought I always wanted a blue house, and I always thought I liked blue better than green, and I painted rooms in my house blue, and I, you know what? I'm a green person.
Yeah. I like the color of your house. That's a cool color. Sea turtle.
You know what, right now, she was walking around, and she said to me, oh, my God, walking around your yard is just like being in a sanctuary. I could just sit here all day. Look at your perennials. It's like an English garden. I'm thinking, no, go, nut job.
There's a unicorn in the garden.
Oh, there's more than that, I'll tell you that. Mm. I got this kick-ass little purse that's moss with flowers out of it, and she about died when she seen it. I think she just likes coming over here to look at my little moss purse.
Well, that's an attraction.
It makes me happy. It made her happy.
Indeed.
But I literally hid, and Kim's like, whatever. Kim's like, I'll
that's,
get rid
that's
of
bad
her.
When you're hiding. Yeah, when you're hiding.
It is.
That's not good. That's not good.
So now it's like the shit she gave me, like, sucks. I don't know if I should, like, say, hey, thanks a lot, you know, have a good life. Or if I should completely ignore her, because she might come over and get an ask, like, if I want more or something.
Ooh, how about this?
Anyway,
you got, like, a trash
and the
can.
Other thing says on there is, like, her license plate, Kim said she's like, dude, did you check out her license plate? And I'm like, no, what? And she's like, it said, hi, Jesus.
There's a dead giveaway.
I'm like, I gotta get rid of her, like, fucking immediately.
Oh, that's
no,
a
you
nice
need a trash can.
Right there.
Put a trash can out front with those flowers she gave you hanging out of it. Like you've tossed them away, okay? Don't plant them
really
fucking
nice,
flowers.
But she didn't give me
whatever
any
you do.
System, and there weren't even anything I want to plant in my yard. And,
nah, whatever
you
know, do, don't plant any of that shit. No way. No, don't plant it. Whatever you do, don't plant any of that stuff. That's the most
important thing.
No, no, that would be a sign that you're buds for life, and she'd never leave.
I think I'm going to go with Maggie C. Appreciate her silently, and she'll not reappear the same way, if at all. I hope. I mean, she's just trying to be nice. She's just immediately overbearing, and I'm thinking, what is it with me that's attracting cray-cray?
Well, you live in Crazy Town.
She don't even live in my town. She drove like 15 miles to even drop the shit off.
Oh, they import crazy over there.
And she rescued monkeys and wanted me to come to her house. I'm thinking, well, I don't even know if I want to go anywhere where there's monkeys.
She rescued monkeys.
Stay away from the monkeys. Rip your face off.
I'm
like, who's that even amateur? That sounds totally made up. It's so nuts.
Oh, man.
Most excellent.
Once again,
a great day.
Yes,
Dumpy never leaves his fucking house.
Monkeys.
All right. Now, it's time once again, though, ladies and gentlemen. We have to interrupt our program.
All right.
For 3 minutes, you'll never get back. That was awesome, Wendy. See, that's why we need Wendy here.
Oh, yeah.
She brings it. What a great story. You got a stalker, and then it's like, that could be a serial. You know?
Yeah.
Next time, what did the stalker do this week?
I just hit a greenhouse.
Gotta bring us up.
Whatever you do, don't ever paint your house a different color.
Well, ripped from today's headline. Remember, we got, what's her name? Caitlyn Jenner, formerly known as Bruce Jenner. Now, he had boobs. He has boobs and man junk, right? And he wears dresses. I'm not really sure what he is.
No one is.
Somewhere between L, B, G, and T. I'm not, maybe he's a BLT. I'm not sure. But, this song is all about him.
He's a white horse. That's what he is.
A what?
A white horse. Fucking nuts.
Yes.
Whatever he is, he's 3 minutes. You'll never get.
Always thought when I got married that my life would be a whirl. Then I discovered I've married a boy who'd rather be a girl. I met him one night in Miami, and I wed him one night in Miami. His name was Tommy, but he said, call me Tammy. 'Twas then I knew he'd rather be a girl. Oh, I recall when we tied the knot. He said, I do, but he didn't say what. And I noticed he danced with the best man a lot. The best man's name was Pearl. Oh, why did I wed a gay pretender who doesn't do what is on the groom's agenda? How in the world can I surrender to a boy who wears my negligee? He cooks for me and he sews for me. He even mends my hose for me. But he never curls my toes for me like a boy should do a girl. You should see the queer things that he does. Now he's modeling my jewels and my furs. And our towels are all marked hers and hers. And I'm getting real confused.
looks like a boy and he acts like a boy. He's positively stacked like a boy, but in the boudoir he don't attack like a boy. He'd rather do his hair. Oh, it hurts me down deep inside, 'cause I don't really feel like I'm a bride. And the zipper on his pants is on the side. Now don't that prove he'd rather be a girl? Oh, I have offered him my everything, my furs and my jewels and my diamond ring. I said, do right by me, you can be a king, but he'd rather be a queen. Now, honestly, I'm very broad-minded, and I take my love where I can find it. But all he does is pantomime it, and this I can't enjoy. This is really a catastrophe. This capon's no good for a chick like me. I guess that I'll just have to set him free, for what else can I do? Now maybe you folks cannot observe this, but a gal who isn't getting service starts walking around mighty nervous. Gotta get him out of my life. I'll find some place where I can send him. I'll even go as far as to recommend him. He'll make some boy a darn good wife. He'll make some boy.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love
it.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
Ripped from today's headline.
Yes, that was good.
So to sum up, Maggie C says you have nothing to worry about on that stalker thing, right?
That's yeah, you know what? Me and her are like, you know, just insane.
Think no hippies.
On a collective level, we communicate. That's how we won that game. We never cheated. I swear to freaking God.
That's cool. That's why you keep bringing it up.
You never
cheated. Thanks, lady. No, it's true. Much. We didn't.
When a person lies, he murders a part of the world.
Baby Jesus cries, too.
You know what?
That's right. That makes baby Jesus kill kittens.
There was some guy on TV, on Fox, I think he was, and they were talking about fracking or something. And the guest said, "You're a liar," or "You're lying." And the host freaked out and kicked him off the show. Get out of here. I can't remember which one it was.
I didn't
bookmark that.
You don't come into my house and call me a liar. You just don't.
Yeah,
know.
That's you can't get away with that, man. You know, we had a water advisory locally, man. Too many nitrates in the water.
What was Chet dipping his feet in the reservoir again?
No, that's because he cut his lawn, man, and all the runoff. Suddenly, I don't know. It was actually the west side of town, which was, thank goodness for that. But
the west side of town,
the west side.
Oh, I thought the west side.
I'm on the beast side. Speaking of the beast, what about Charlie Brown, man? Rats.
You gone full blown nut.
Uh-huh. Yeah, little guy. He was a little guy, cute little voice. Did Charlie Brown? Sounded like he was reading. I always thought the Peanuts cartoon sounded like they were just reading it off paper, you know? Just,
wah, 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 wah.
You know? Yeah. They didn't really...
You're a big head. I don't trust people with big heads.
Well,
round-headed kid.
As it turns out, he's gone...
The cartoon Berserk. If he was an adult, he'd do the same thing. He was a mess. He was depressive. And he would have snapped him.
They got Charlie Brown. He's in a mental competency hearing. So
we talked about last year. He tried to kill his girlfriend or something. Now this time he went ape shit in the court, telling he's gonna freaking out, telling he's gonna kill everyone in their sleep or whatever, rather than jumping around like a goddamn Jamal. Cut off his bracelet.
You know, Charles Schultz rolling over in his grave.
Hey, for 5 cents, he could have talked to Lucy.
Yeah, for a nickel.
He could have calmed
down. Wouldn't it be funny if a psychiatrist was named Lucy?
You know, it would have been hilarious.
Lucy Van Pelt.
Or if the judge would have gone, wah, 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 wah.
Well, maybe that's what he's hearing in his head, like every time someone...
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, maybe that's his psychosis. Right on, man.
That's
the
curse of the Charlie Brown.
Any authority?
So last year he tried to kill the little redhead girl.
Yep, that was it. Well, I sort of have the same affliction. Most authority figures to me sound like wah 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 wah. In fact, my ex-wives used to sound like that a lot. They were always like wah 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 wah. How's that, dear? Yes, thank you. Wah 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 wah. It's a mental. I need a Risperdal for that, I think. Or something. No,
you want to get that. What's that technical term? They call the man boobs.
Man boobs? Moobs?
No, there's some technical term they use on that commercial.
Oh, yeah, gyno plasticky or something. Yeah. Gyno something. Yeah. What's with the guy born with no penis? And he's got a TV show. If I knew having a small dick could get you worldwide fame.
Jesus,
Hell, I'd be a millionaire.
I know. I cashed in years ago. What the fuck, man? Guy has no penis, though. This guy, he's got everybody beat. No dick at all. Now, I can't imagine. What the fuck? Has he just got a hole?
Nothing.
He just got a little head or something.
Little pee hole? You got to have a pee hole.
Yeah, it's got to have a pee hole.
Pee back up and you couldn't pee. You'd die of pee poisoning.
How are they going to do this show? They can't show anything.
I know.
What's
the big deal?
Sure, they can't go around the seat.
He goes, I have coffee. He goes, I'll have a double latte. Oh, by the way, I don't have a penis. You know, and then they see what happens, and then hilarity ensues. What the fuck? What is this show?
Maybe he just goes around asking everyone, have you seen my penis?
Have you seen my penis?
No, well, neither have I.
I'm going to claim to have two. Maybe I could have a show.
There you go. There's a double penis guy. And then, you know, you don't have to show it. It's because it's TV.
Okay, he's got penises for everybody.
How can you prove? Because I'm twice the jerk off you are. You know, what do you think?
What does he say? How does he masturbate? Does he finger his belly button?
He slides down the banister, I think.
Yeah, because, I mean, you kind of get awful angry at some point. You know,
but,
I mean,
if you take away the penis, it almost... lends itself to being a vagina. What's there? What's left? I don't understand. I want to see this.
He's the Ken doll, right? Come see the amazing human Ken doll.
I'm wondering why he didn't off himself.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be... If you can't make a... If you can't, you got to go crazy.
I can't go a day without my little buddy.
I have to wait two or three and let it build up. Serious to do that.
Anyway, kids.
To do what?
Cut your penis off.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, he didn't cut it off, did he?
He don't have one.
He just didn't have one. Yeah, he never had one.
At least when you cut it off, you get pie.
Yeah. That's true.
Or the Gigantor.
Beep, beep.
Gigantor came up to me the other day. He goes, "Hey, did I ever tell you about this guy who cut off his penis and then he had pie?" Yeah, I kind of heard that one.
He's still talking about it. Right. He should have told Chet that story.
Oh, yeah, jeez. Jeez. Well, let's get on with the show here.
Don't stop me.
It's all about the bass.
Now, back to our show.
almost excellent.
Yes.
Boots. Boots.
I need some boots to walk all over Gumby.
Ah.
Yeah. Don't tell me what a good time.
White ones.
Oh,
Wendy
in
knee highs, black leather.
Oh,
yeah.
White boots.
Oh, my God, she's doing a dance over here.
My balls went pachangada.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm swelling like Ellen.
Here you go. Not like that guy without a penis. That poor sap.
No.
I know.
That's
I
gotta
want
be
a
weird
TV
though.
Show. I would like
what?
Everyone to know.
Now,
I
does he have balls though? Does he have testicles?
Hey, there you go.
They never said.
Good question.
Well, guess we'll have to watch the show.
Uh-huh.
Are not fucking ever.
I know. Who gives a fuck, man? You know?
I do. I want to know what his malfunction is.
Maybe it's just full of shit, man.
Conjunction, what's your function? Working all day.
Oh, well.
Uh-oh. Not an after-school special, for sure.
On an old site I used to be on, there was a guy with a small dick. He was in there, women abusing him.
Yikes. Yikes.
He was ashamed of himself.
ALP.
Hey, as long as he wasn't wearing diapers, I'm cool with it. You know,
no, that diaper thing's
got
to go.
What
yeah.
you got.
I missed this site. This was
no
about
way,
all
man.
That.
Man, I'm going to wear a diaper. You come change me. I ain't got to do nothing but make a mess.
Make a boom boom and have a good time.
That's right. I'll make boom boom.
So, Gumby, today I was off work and I was going through my movie channels. I'm like, okay, I'm going to chill out and watch some movies. I didn't realize the kids had a half a day of school, but whatever. So there was a naked fishing show on there.
Naked fishing?
Get
yeah,
off.
It's a movie. I didn't watch it. I watched this other thing that which I thought would be awesome. It was, Welcome to Me. It's about this chick that goes out. She's nuts and goes off her medication, wins the lottery, and buys her own talk show host, you know, her own talk show, which I thought would be hilarious. And it did have a couple funny parts, but it wasn't funny. It was
the show is called Tea Time with White Horse. Right?
In hiding.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Dude, I fucking hid in my own house.
Oh, man, that's
something
bad.
Told me not to engage this woman again.
Well, when I used to live across
she
from Nutty
Fagan. She
started
out kind of normal, and then she turned into a fucking freak show.
That's what happens. Yeah. That's what happens.
You don't want nutcases around.
Uh-huh.
It's
so
hard to be friends.
Crazy bras are great in a sack.
Especially Jesus freaks. My God.
What is she, one of them Duggars? Touched by a priest?
I don't know.
Play some of your Elvis Hitler albums or something next time she comes over.
Yeah.
I don't even think she would care.
Ellie would love to stop and hang out, but you got to go finger your rectum.
I don't even know what I could do to get rid of her.
Yeah, that's a toughie.
Maybe you.
And then she went out of her way to come over to my house again, and I'm like, oh. Hey, thanks for the plants. Good luck with
pretend
your
pretend you
life.
Talk to, like, your dead husband or something. See, my dead husband
yeah, and it's
that, you, but
that's a way
no,
out of her way.
I'm telling you, she would love it.
Yeah.
It's your smile, Wendy. Both sexes go crazy for that smile.
Yeah, stop.
Turn the world
off
with her smile. Yeah, uh-huh. I know. There you go. There you have it.
Once you're in the piss
irresistible.
Uh-huh.
But that makes for good stories on Possum.
Yeah, do your Ryan Burns page.
I think that's right.
I know what you can
right,
do. Just poison her and bury her in the basement. Fuck it.
Paint the house black.
You know, she went in my basement. She'd probably never come back over again. That thing's so fucking spooky.
Well, there you go. You got a dirt floor?
And part of it, yes. And you know,
you go, bury
most
the bitch.
People have like cement walls
with a shovel and bury it.
My shit's filled up by fucking rocks, man. My house is like 140 some years old.
Take her down there, whack her with a shovel, and bury that bitch.
Uh huh. As a guard, in the English garden.
That's right. It'll be like,
okay,
when
you're in your heart of hearts, think about the oldest thing that you own. What do you own that's the oldest thing that you own? Is it your grandma's china, a picture, a sword? Barely anyone owned anything older than my house. It's 143 years old right now.
That's pretty damn old.
It's pretty fucking old.
I've got a couple things
in
old.
In fact, I have a flag post, which is really cool. And it was all ripped up.
Yeah, that's old.
And my grandfather, he was a janitor for Detroit Public Schools. And they actually wanted him to be a shop teacher because he had a lot of skills in like metal shop and wood shop and stuff. But he made more money being the janitor, so he said no. So, you know, people would just get rid of shit, and he would take stuff home, and I have a 48-star flag, and it's flying in my yard.
Nice.
But I checked on, so my house was built in 1874. There was only 37 states. I have 48 on mine because I don't recognize, you know.
Well, I grew up in a house that was built in the 1700s.
There you go.
Talk about old.
See? Did you own it and do you live there now? What's the oldest thing you own?
No, I don't live there now. I would never live in an old house. I live in a box. Brand new box.
Yeah.
I ain't going backwards. Well, we had a dirt floor basement and it was spooky down there too. I didn't like go down there.
Part of the basement is very spooky because, like I said, there's not walls or blocks. My house is literally this stone in one part of the basement.
Right.
Like they just built it on top of fucking rocks. And, of course, throughout the years, people put posts underneath floor joists and made it secure, but I do have some floors in the house are kind of creaky and not, I mean, if you throw a marble down, it's 140 years old. It's going to move, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have some hidden treasures in that house.
Yeah, we're going to have to, Tumby, we're going to show up like that Three Stooges episode. Walla Walla. That's not the spot.
I'm an old soul. It suits me.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a sword from close to that old, but I don't know if it's that old. It's got to be 18-something, but might not be 1870s.
I got an old fruit cup in my fridge I've been meaning
to
throw away.
Yeah, I got some.
But I mean...
you're
almost back to the Civil fucking war, man.
It used to be peaches, but now it looks like kiwi.
That's like Civil War almost, man, you know?
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
A couple years after that.
There's a poltergeist.
I got some underwear that could be 150 years old.
Well, no doubt.
I'm sure you do, honey.
Oh, shoot. Well, we got a yodel. We could do the yodeling thing.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if anybody would object to that. Everybody kind of yodeled out.
Might show up.
After last Monday, we were kind of yodeled out, but, man, you know.
Yep.
You got to have an extravaganza once in a while. I reckon. wrecked him, damn near killed him.
Yeah.
So it's not a total loss. Okay, we got some agreement. Yodeling? Yodel it is. All right. Yodel meets rock.
Huh. Yodel!
Yodel time!
On night guard I'm a-riding around 1,000 bedded steers, and tonight my thoughts are sliding down the trail of distant years. Coyotes howling in the darkness chills my weary bones. Barman's prowl around the campfire makes the cowboy feel at home. Now the cold north wind is blowing, snow comes falling down. Wrapped in my saddle blanket, sleeping on the cold, cold ground. I used to ponder over my luck, I wondered why it never changed. I was happy and free around my mammy's knee, pulling on her apron strings. Yodel-o-dee, 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 yodel-o-dee. I don't like the way this yodel's going. I switched. That's my that was my emergency yodel.
Oh. Emergency.
So I need to get. Yeah, I need a new emergency
like
yodel.
C when you think you're getting a cold.
Yep. Yeah. Echinacea. That's the echinacea of yodels. I don't know, man. It's like that other yodel just wasn't fitting the mood. It wasn't a judgment call.
It wasn't jealous, man. That sucks.
Uh-huh.
We play that for next week is 3 minutes.
There you go.
What's that? What's that?
The other yodel.
That last yodel, man. You play that is 3 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. I'm up for the challenge. Yeah. No muff too tough, baby. Ah. All right. Well, I got to get another beer, man, because we're going to, like, do the tequila thing.
Hi, Bobby. Right?
Wow. You know what? Last call for me, too. I got to get up early, pick up flowers. It's already greener. The fire's coming, and I have a huge-ass funeral. It's got to be delivered by noon.
Wow, you're just like the flower mogul.
Huh?
A mogul.
Apparently.
The flower girl.
It's good, though.
Oh, it's blowing up a storm
it's
here.
It's a nice thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, you're doing something you like to do for a living, which I do as well, and it's a good thing.
I do.
It's a really, really fun thing, man. You know,
I'm actually very comforting with those type of people, and I got I'm doing Jared.
You mean like the sub guy?
Next Wednesday, I'm doing a big event for Jared, and I have to dress up with Waterford Crystal with our flower arrangements for some diamond wedding show.
Oh, okay.
It's gonna be so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Wendy went to Jared.
I thought it was the fat guy from the Subway sandwiches.
Yeah, that's, I don't know what Jared is.
Jared, it's a diamond jewelry place.
Oh, okay.
Nope. Everybody knows every kiss begins with K.
There's a good reason I wouldn't
begins with
recognize
e.
that.
The Jews are stealing the diamonds from fucking Africa and fucking those people over and reselling them for 10 times bigger. And I got really cool maxi dress. It's super pretty. So.
Nice. Super pretty.
I just can't wait to wear my heels and my dress and go there.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Those heels were made for walking, baby.
Ooh, yeah. Absolutely. You know, it's, I like a good set of
gams. Girls like to dress up.
I know. And you know what? We like that about them.
Here and there. Not every day, but, you know, if you have an event to go to, it's fun to dress up sometimes.
Yeah. But guys, it's just like, guys, what's tonight? Jeans or is it pants and that? Pants and that. All right, so you put on your pants and that.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to rock my hair extensions. I'm wearing my maxi dress with a floral print with kick-ass heels. It's going to be amazingly fun.
Oh.
You're like, oh, yeah.
Pants or no pants. That's
I mean, either invite me or take pictures, one of the two. And yeah, as far as pants are optional on my part, too. Getting away.
Hey, right now, everything I'm wearing is from the Family Dollar, so I'm not the high.
No way!
I'm a cheap date. I secondhand shop, but I do have some trendy, nice things when I have to.
Oh, high five, though, because I'm a Dollar General. I'm all Dollar General.
Cool, I'm T-shirt Family Dollar right now. Yeah, my shorts, my shirt, I'm rocking it. Rocking a $6 outfit.
You could make anything work.
I know I'm super cheap when it comes to clothes. I don't care about that at all. Like, I'd never, ever go to Macy's and spend $50 on a pair of shorts or something. I just think that's ridiculous.
But every once in a while, you'd like to put on the dog, right?
Yes.
High heels and the pretty dress.
Yeah.
fingernails.
You have to spend $1 million for them to look good.
Nah. I'm like a party gal.
I got an iced tea this time.
You do? No Red
yes,
Bull?
I do. No Red Bull. No, I quit
my iced tea. Unsweetened.
I got green tea with ginseng with honey.
Oh, that's so good
just
for you, dude.
Just a fucking Red Bull.
Turkey
that's
Hill.
That's so good for you.
Red Bull.
Molson Canadian.
Red Bull, baby.
Green tea gives me the fucking shave. And I'm a
it makes me throw
drinker.
Up. It makes me throw up sometimes.
Huh?
Yeah, if I
what,
drink
like
too much of it.
Like,
well, I don't know. Like,
just
I can
drink
two
coffee,
of them.
Like a normal fucking person from fucking Philly.
He's got the heenies for
like
you.
Coffee,
he's
coffee.
Drinking
yeah,
for his heenies.
You know how they say it there? I like coffee.
Walking.
Taking medicine to slow down my heart rate. I care if you drink your Red Bull on top of that.
No, green tea was it's just as bad.
Awesome. Canadian.
There, green tea. Turkey Hill.
Yeah. I asked for Canadian at that fancy bar Fido's the other night.
Yeah.
He looked at me like I had three heads. Classy joint my ass.
You asked for a Canadian, and they brought out William Shatner.
No, it was Chris Rock. That was the weird part. Canadian! All righty. Scotty, energize that motherfucker. Oh, that's good. Good night, everybody. Take care.
I walked up to a window, I said, give me a ticket, please, she said, where are you going? I said, that's all right with me, baby, I'm restless. I gotta get on out of town. Take me where the living is, baby, that's where I'll be found. Lord, I'm traveling light, cause I might be going far. Take another patrol on my back and my big guitar, cause I'm just restless. I gotta get on right town, I gotta go right now. Just take me where the living's easy. Maybe that's where I'll be found. Right now, y'all take me.
killer possum.
There you go.
Draws to a close.
Not much of a turnout today.
Nah, Mondays have been real light this summer. I guess, you know, it's the summer.
Yeah,
summer ratings. Yeah, well, last summer we had the Glenn Campbell filled in. And that was... worked out a little better.
Campbell.
We should go back to that format. with the Alzheimer's, maybe not so much. Reanimate...
But Sweet Alice was listening, at least.
Bert Convy. Oh, cool.
She posted on Grash.
Most excellent. I appreciate that. She may still be listening. Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, Sweet Alice.
All right. Here we go. A little playout music. I know Wendy's got to go.
And so do I, man. There's a big storm here. I got to grab a cigar and hit the porch.
Man, we had that earlier, man. It made my tomato bend over. I got to prop him up tomorrow.
Look green.
He's laying down.
Tomato bend.
He's laying down on the job, mouth. I appreciate you coming now, Reverend Wendy. You were the show,
yes,
darling. I'll inform you right now.
The show.
Oh, it was a triumph. Wait a minute. Variety just came out. Variety said 4 stars. Reverend Wendy rules. There you have it.
I knew it.
You knew it. The American people knew it. Bob Dole knew it.
Yeah.
And,
Caitlin Jenna knew it.
Jenna knew it.
I'm going to change my name to Caitlin.
Caitlin? Nice.
Yeah,
Caitlin.
Gumby could be Gumbina.
I want to be Martina.
I want to be June. No more wire hangers.
Gumpaletta.
That's right. They all sit around the circle and finger bang each other.
Yeah.
You got to put our faces on the women.
I don't know about that.
We could be the Possum Sisters.
Yeah.
I'm
seeing that We're Only In It for the Money album in my mind.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll do anything for money.
Well, Wendy, thanks for coming. I don't know if her battery ran out. She's still on the board here. But
she breaks the stories, though, man. She's living
the
life.
The stories were great. Gumby, exemplary performance tonight, sir.
Yeah, fun time, sir.
I love
your music.
It was a beauty. Malt Liquor Man, and as always, sir, an esteemed pleasure.
Another shameful episode.
Yeah. Actually, this one's going to be filed under K for cool. How about that?
Ooh, just like the cigarettes.
Yeah. Under K for Canadian. That's why they don't sell. They should spell it with a K. Molson Canadians with a K. I don't think they'd go for that.
Nah.
So what did you end up having to drink? Like some kind of swill?
What did I drink? Duesenberg or something.
Something
off the
Carlsberg,
I think, was the...
Oh, God!
Yeah.
But this is one of these. This is one of these bars where they got the name of the beer is etched on the glass, and I'm thinking about it, and that's fucking brilliant, because they got all these tap beers. So if you order a Carlsberg, it's in a Carlsberg glass. She knows what the fuck to refill. She doesn't have to ask it. You know, who has what? Brilliant.
Barkeep should know anyway.
Well, you know.
I miss Russell.
Hard to find.
Russell is my favorite bartender.
park.
Hard to find good help these days.
Uh-huh.
You're lucky they speak English.
Exactly. And, you know, if it's on Bill Brasky's tab, who gives a fuck anyway, right? Drinking for free. Gigantor. He's, hey, that was the greatest night.
Like, those drinks are a tin roof.
I'm like, dude, that's right. They own a house. Dude, that's how we roll here in the Midwest, man. Get on the trolley. Well, I'll say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, this is Reverend Wendy saying good night, everybody.
This is Reverend Wendy signing off.
Hey, why did you just fly out our tour?
This is Malte.
Good night, Malte.
Soil myself. Good night,
all. This is R.J. Gumby. I'm going to have a cigar. Good night.
This is Commodore Dada has the beat.
Wait! Where are you going? I was gonna make espresso.